Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
For a minute bit there. Don't know what that was about. Hey, Betty Jo Tucker already in the house. And I see Marco Cyanide all the way from somewhere near Amsterdam. It's also in the house. Must be near his work time. Oh, it's all good. Hey, there's a great show I want to mention right off the bat coming up. And it's terrific. It's some bonus performances of Busey's Hamlet. Celebrate the Bard's birthday bash in New York City. In 400 years of Shakespeare, there's never been a night of Bard on the boards quite like Gary Busey's one-man Hamlet as performed by David Carl. The New York Times recently called the show deliciously deranged, a head-spinning performance. In honor of William Shakespeare's birthday, two special matinee performances have been added Saturday, April 23rd at 3 p.m. and Sunday, April 24th at 4:30, and there will be cake. So you want to check that out. Oh, gosh. As a Shakespearean actor, puppeteer, singer, and action movie icon, Gary Busey, played by New York actor David Card, performs each scene of Hamlet his way with an occasional detours across Busey's IMDb page from Buddy Holly to Lethal Weapon. Oh, I want to see this. All right. Okay. You can see it at 10:30 p.m. Saturdays, April 23rd and the 30th, and May 14th, matinees on Saturday, April 23rd at 3 p.m. and Sunday, April 24th at 4:30. How much? $20. For information, go to www.buseyhamlet.com. Timeout calls it crazy hilarious. New York Post, so demented a concept, it actually works. Okay, you want to check it out. Okay, that will be at the Pit Loft, 154 West 29th Street. I highly recommend this show. It's just terrific. Okay, let's go around. Oh, boy. Cyanide and Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters in the house already. Well, that's terrific. I got to find a song for to start it off good. Okay. Oh, I don't know. Let's do a little Timid Samba by Caruso.
Speakers, we've not heard of Eva Peron.
Hey, that was Tom Carozza. We love our Tom Carozza, don't we? He's always a funny guy. Always got something going on, going out there. Okay. Oh, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Let me get your plug in here. All right. This week, Tuesdays at 4 p.m., April 12th, will be Nancy Lombardo, Steve Mendoza. Hey, that's me and George Bettinger. We'll be doing a rebroadcast, I guess, on her show. So Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, also follow her blogs. They're very interesting, and she's got a new book out, too. Just go to her website. Check her out. Okay, I just don't know where to go with this. So I don't know. I'm feeling the mood. Let's set the tone. George Bettinger in the house. George Bettinger. Mom and Pop Shop. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Listen to George. Hey, who knew, George? Our mothers had the same birthday. What do you know about that? Okay, yes. George, me, you, and Steve Mendoza are going to be on Betty Jo Tucker's show Tuesday. Okay, that's tomorrow, the 12th, 4 p.m. All right, let's keep that birthday theme going, huh?
A year has passed, and your family wants you to know it's time to laugh, to have a blast. There's so little time left to go. You may have regrets, your dreams may die, your grip with failure getting firmer. We love you, Dad. You're quite a guy that's named Burl Murmur. Thanks, kids.
Oh, isn't that wonderful, Burl? All our little murmurs have sacrificed themselves selflessly to buy you that tie clasp. I have never been so moved in my entire life.
Charles, Gert, Burbert, you three kids are the greatest gifts any man could have. And now this tie clasp. Eesh. I'm so thrilled. I never knew a man could be as thrilled as this. Thank you all so much.
I wrote the poem. Burbert picked the gift and Gert drew the picture. Oh, Gert. What a lovely rendition of it.
War. It's a drawing of how I view the aftermath of World War III, which is inescapable due to the short-sighted political moves of your generation, leaving us, the fledglings, to deal with the apocalyptic consequences. I didn't want to tell you, but I must. I am so outraged by the hypocrisy. I'm marrying Sludge. We're joining the cult of egotism and moving to Guam to form an ashram for those people who can type but don't want to.
Gert, why, I don't understand.
Understand is, I love Sludge, he loves me, and that is that.
Mom, Dad, I didn't want to say anything, but since Gert dropped her load, I might as well do the same. Everyone accused of manslaughter, and seven people witnessed it.
Burbert.
I'm going to plead insanity, though, of course. It should be no problem to prove because of my effervescent wit and dazzling charm. Should be no problem. You'll be real proud of me yet.
Some birthday this has turned out to be. I'm destroyed, utterly destroyed. I never knew a man could be as destroyed as this.
Burbert. Manslaughter? Why, you can't even watch us carve a turkey.
It was self-defense. I mistook a cane for a gun.
Manslaughter? If you were going to slaughter someone, don't you think it could have been Sludge?
Huh, that's a fine thing to say about your future son-in-law, the man I love.
Now stop, everybody. I have some news, too.
Well, what's it going to be, Cheryl? A disease? An abortion? An addiction? What?
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but I've been accepted into the Oxford University School of Journalism. The novella that I submitted with my application has earned me the Fulbright Scholarship for the entire duration of my studies there. My collection of poems and short stories has been honored with the Eudora Welty Award for Alliteration, and it has been bought for publication by Viking Penguin Press with the contingency that I accept a very lucrative lecture tour voicing all the glimmering possibilities of a poetic world.
Well, Cheryl, we've always suspected there was a black sheep in the family. We never had an inkling it was you. But seeing that you're so articulate and seeing that this is your gift, I can't help but wondering what side of the family you get it from. The murmurs have always been introverted.
It couldn't be my side. My side of the family has always been uncomfortable with anything to do with words.
But it appears you've been gifted with this sort of thing, and if that is your life choice, we extend our continued love, support, and congratulations. Here, honey, this is really your day, not mine.
What's so great about her? What about us?
They're grounded.
Yeah, but when you see my picture in the paper, you'll say, there's our precious son, Murmur, the murderer.
I don't know what I'm going to say when I see your picture in the paper or on the news. I'm
Had
it with a watery, upstart attitude from the I'm still the head of this household, and I'll rule mine with an iron fist. It might be my birthday. You might be singing. You might give me a pipe. This story is not over yet. If I have anything to talk about it at all, I'm still one of the pets in this family. I'm still the role. I don't think it's fair to just assume that I would fuck this off.
Was it too loud? I don't know what happened there. Hector Luis was in, and then he was out, and then he was in, and then he was out. We love Hector Luis. What a wonderful guy. Going to be a great actor, too. I love Hector. There he is. Oh, there's Hector Luis. HectorLuis.com. Check him out. I love him. He's terrific. Funny man. I think he's going to be a great actor one day. A great actor, I'm telling you. This one's for you, Hector. Thank you, Hector. That is a great song. That's by Chuck Colombo, if you want to look him up online for his CD. Very good. And post your website. Is it HectorLuis.com, Hector? Okay. Marco's in the house. Marco Polo. I think this is about his work time across the sea. But always funny. Okay. I'm trying to think. Who else do we got here? Oh, gosh. Just dang money there. Okay, fun times coming up. Remember, I have a show coming up, Cinemencia, April 28th and May 1st at the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater. Want to check out my work in progress, a new show. Okay, keep going. George was here and then he was gone. What happened to that? Betty Jo Tucker movie at headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Tomorrow it's me, George, and Steve. So you wanna check that out. Okay, what do we got? Minnie and Harry, goons.
There's somebody in. We must evacuate them at once.
Right, sir.
I'll knock.
Lieutenant, I'll knock. I'm senior to you.
All right, sir.
Remember, I'm a guards officer.
Yes, sir.
Now lift me up to the knocker.
Right.
Hop!
Knock away, sir.
Knocking a moment, only I can't hear what Miss Bannister is trying to tell. I wonder what they wanted.
Minnie?
Yes, Henry?
What was it you were saying?
I said there's somebody knocking at the door.
No, no, there isn't.
There was.
Yes, I know, but I stopped them.
What for?
Because I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Hector Luis, from Conspiracy Weary Podcast on NetWaveRadio.com. Go check him out. Hector Luis, Conspiracy Weary Podcast on NetWave Radio. The Joe Tucker movie at a headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. The George Benger Show, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. I got a lot to remember here. And don't forget the Gary Busey. Gary Busey does Shakespeare's show. And you want to check that out. That's going to be in New York City. If you're in New York City, it's going to be at the Pit, April 23rd, 30th, and May 14th. Go check them out. That's going to be a good show. All righty. Terrific. All right. And we're winding down. I got to find something that's 3 minutes of fun, huh? That's not so hard to do, Nancy. I always like a non-Western. That gets me through the day. Or not. On with Blog. There we go. There we go. Blog Talk Radio has some like glitches. Okay. Betty Jo Tucker, Hector Louise. Don't forget to check out Conspiracy Weary podcast on NetWave Radio with the wonderful, the delightful Hector DeLuise. Look at Hector DeLuise. That's what I said, your name. Hector Louise. Hector Louise. Oh, I need a cup of coffee. All right. Check it out. And don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Support the arts by supporting the arts. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm Nancy Lombardo, your host of Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again. We'll be right back.